What was she? What did she say?
A hammer.
Yeah, or swing.
Swing.
Did you have those? Did you make those ones?
No, they had a hammock, like.
Mm-hmm.
You go back, get up in. One could get in this thing, and you have it tied a tree to a tree, then a post over here, and you get in there and swing it.
Mm-hmm.
Pull out a hammer.
What about a swing? Is that something different from
Tree toss. To swing up onto a limb up there.
Uh-huh.
Then bring a rope down here and put a board on that thing and swing. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Swing.
Did y'all ever burn coal?
Mm-hmm.
What would you carry the coal in?
Come to the blacksmith shop.
Huh?
Come to the blacksmith shop.
For what?
We'll sell them to him. Melt that well steel here.
Uh-huh.
Well, points on the plow. Well, wagon wheel. The rim on the wagon wheel.
Mm-hmm. What do people carry coal in if they have coal burning in their house?
They carry them in sacks. No, I didn't see no coal. Not them kind of coal. They burn their coal out of wood.
Uh-huh.
Put them in sacks. Croak sack. And come to the blacksmith man. He buys, gives 15 cents a bushel.
Mm-hmm.
Put them cold. And he took them cold and put in his belt the heat on to put a point on a plow.
Hmm.
Or the wagon wheel, the tie on a wagon wheel back together. Anything like that. That's what them cold. It ain't like these cold you're talking about.
These clothes you're talking about, was the fire when it burned down?
Mm-hmm. See, we set the fire and burned it down to the cold.
Uh-huh.
Jimmy would burn the cool, then we'd rake them out.
Uh-huh.
Let them poke water on them, let them cool.
Mm-hmm.
When they cool, we'd pick them up and put them in the crocus sack. Came to the blacksmith, man.
I see. If you have a stove, what runs from the stove to the chimney?
So what runs in there?
Yeah, the...
Oh, the stove pipe.
Okay. And say if you wanted to, move something heavy like bricks, you might put them in a little thing that has a little wheel at the front and two handles.
Wheelbarrow.
Okay. What would you use to sharpen tools on?
Grindstone.
What else?
File.
What about something you can hold in your hand? You call that a...
We say to sharpen tools, use a file.
Uh-huh. Do you have anything called a whet?
Whet rope.
Uh-huh. What's that like?
Well, it's just like it's just a little smoother up. Oh,
I think I've got one.
I'm gonna have a little set of air when you leave.
You can just talk out.
Hey, piece go to it. This is the both of them wet rock. One, this is a razor rock. That's not the same. That's all the same. That's the same rock.
Uh-huh.
It's wet rock.
I see. So it's something you could hold in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
It's a small thing.
Mm-hmm. And you're talking about, what you call that thing? Iron thing, you're talking about steel.
You mean that thing that...
It's long.
Uh-huh.
Got a handle on you.
Oh, that's that file you mentioned.
Mm-hmm. That's a steel.
Uh-huh.
The file, you do this way. See, in a steel, you take it on your knife and do that. See, you see the butcher?
Uh-huh.
He got one. All your butcher shops got one. They about that
sharp
long.
Sharp on the end.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. See, that's a steel.
Uh-huh.
Go down the knife, take that way.
Mm-hmm.
But this a file, so you take the file and...
Oh.
I'm going to turn it over and fire that stuff. Let me get it fired. Take this thing here.
And just rub it. Just back in a circle, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
It's a whip rub.